Hey, this is Anna from Raven Rising. I just wanted to let you guys know that this episode was recorded, I don't even remember when it was recorded, but it was a really long time ago, and it was way before Soldiers of Hala came out. Yeah, so everything in this is said with me and Jonathan having no knowledge to anything that goes on in Soldiers of Hala. So you get to hear all of our wrong predictions and everything like that. So if you haven't read the book yet, there's no need to worry about spoilers because there are absolutely none in this episode. Another thing I wanted to tell you is that the big surprise that we talk about at the end of this episode is not going to happen on May 29th. We are still trying to figure out what day we want it to happen. It'll probably be sometime in June at about 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Eastern Standard Time. But, yeah. So we will hope to see you there whenever it does happen. Okay, on with the show. Welcome to Raven Rising, a podcast created by the fans, for the fans. Join your hosts Anna and Jonathan as we talk news, theories, and all other things Pendragon related.
Welcome back to Raven Rising, and it's episode 5. Yeah, it's right in front of me, and I still couldn't remember.
Nice.
I'm Jonathan.
And I'm Anna.
But no one really cares about her.
At least I can remember what episode it is.
So can I. When it just takes me a little while.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So... I guess we should start on the news for this week.
News. There's a bunch of news. This is a big news,
Is a bunch of news. Our episode's going to be even longer than usual, probably.
Well, the news is the longest one, which is kind of weird, because there's usually not mm-hmm. too much Pendragon news. But this time we have a lot.
Yes.
Alright, the first news is DJ has announced his Soldiers of Hala tour. And it is from May 12th to June 13th, and he will be going to California, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, Illinois, Minnesota, Alabama, Connecticut, and New York. And the cities
yep.
and dates that he's going at can be found at thependragonadventure.com/forums. And then just look for news or something, I don't know. Been a while.
You don't know?
No. Are you gonna go see him?
Yes, of course.
I can't.
He's coming to Washington.
Well, he's going to Alabama. I don't live there. But, yeah,
it's
I can't
pretty
go.
Close to you.
And I
sure
guess.
You
I've never been to Birmingham.
You're just making up excuses.
Yeah.
Then all the more reason to go.
To make up excuses? Oh, because I've never been to Birmingham. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Never mind. Anyway,
I mean, how long of a drive is it, really?
I don't know. I couldn't find out, though. Should we MapQuest it?
Let's not. It'll probably crash your computer.
Oh, good point. Alright.
But, yes, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Don't have anything else to say, actually.
Moving on.
Yes.
That was quick.
Yeah. So... I guess it was a few weeks ago that you emailed DJ Jojo.
Yeah, well, we talked about it on here.
Yeah.
One time, I think, or twice, I don't remember.
We were asking him about the Before the War series and why it says they've been created by DJ McHale and then written by Carla and then later Walter. And we actually got a response from him.
And I was a screaming fangirl.
Did we want to read the response or just sum it up? Who's a screaming fangirl?
I was.
Oh, really?
I was like, oh my god, DJ knows about me.
Wow.
Oh, and this means that he knows about us, but we don't know if he's actually listened, which is probably for the best.
I don't think...
Because then I'll just be nervous. I wouldn't be able to say anything bad anymore.
Yeah.
Alright, do you want to read it?
It's not particularly interesting, actually. Basically, he just says that, at the time he was busy working on Soldiers of Hala, and so they wanted to get the Before the War series out before Soldiers of Hala came out, so he wasn't able to write them, and so they found other people to write them. Which, I don't know, I would have rather have them written by DJ and come out later, but that's just me.
Yeah, because, I don't know, because then it would just been like, yeah, it would have, like, made it, just, like, kept it alive a little bit more. Because, like, I kind of do think that, like, when Soldiers of Hala comes out, it might live a little longer, but then it's just going to die. And I don't know, if they'd come out a little while after that, they would have been happy. Oh, we also asked them why, the three were written by two different authors, and, he just said that, he originally wanted, Walter to write all three since he had worked with him before. He wrote the novelizations of Flight 29 Down, which is a script that was written by DJ, and, he said that he felt Walter's style was very much like his own, but Walter was not available for the first book because he was working on something else, so Carla was able to do it and did a terrific job, in his opinion.
Yes.
Which, with Gunny's, she did.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave it at that.
Yes. You can listen to episode 2 for more on that.
Yeah. Alright, yes. The next thing in the news...
Now we get into more Raven Rising news rather than Penguin news.
The important news, really, is we talk and ramble so much, and our episodes get so big that they're starting to fill up the feed. And
And we're too cheap to actually pay for a bigger feed. Like, we could pay $100 a year and get a bigger feed on Podomatic, which is our host, but I don't have $100 to pay each year for this. I don't know about you.
No.
No.
We should get some sponsors. I bet, like, Barnes & Noble will sponsor us.
Yeah.
We
could try. I don't know. But for the moment... we're going to have to start taking some episodes down off the feed, and we're going to do it chronologically from the oldest to the newest. So episode 1 will get taken off first. And what that pretty much means is it won't show up on iTunes or whatever your podcast feed is at the moment, but you can still download it, and if you already have it on your computer, it won't go away. We'll be putting them up on some sort of file hosting service, so you can still download them directly
and
for
by
newer
we,
listeners.
We mean Anna, because I wouldn't even know where to begin doing that.
Because you probably even don't have an idea what I'm talking about right now.
Not the slightest clue.
That's okay.
I'm just looking at this Paxon ad next to the email. So.
To a what?
And it's not important. Moving on.
Okay. Yeah.
Alright.
Oh, it's, I guess it's your turn?
I don't know. Do we...
I guess we both talked about that one, so... We, got another email.
Yeah, oh no. Super duper.
From someone who listens
super
to our
duper.
Show. Yes, super duper.
He's a super duper fan.
He is. This is from Jacob. Did we want to read the whole thing? It's pretty long.
I don't know. It's pretty long. Should we just, summarize it?
Sure.
I don't really remember what's in it.
I don't either. This is a while ago. But, I think his basic theory is about how Hala came into existence, and, that basically the people who were ruling...
We should, put it on the website so that people can read
Nobody
it.
Nobody goes
themselves.
To our website anyway.
And we don't have to. I know, but we have to give them things to go there for. There's nothing there for them to go to.
Well, there's a poll that only you and I have voted on. Yeah. And there's forums.
That's why we got it.
That have about
six
posts, maybe.
The last one was from like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
All right.
But anyway, the basic idea behind Jacob's theory is that the people who were ruling this Great Hala were a king, a queen, and their son. And the son started to go bad, basically. So then
somebody killed the queen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he refers to them as one of the degenerates of Hala.
Ah, okay. And so he starts to take the path of evil, and the king then kicks him off of being the ruler. Or, oh boy, maybe you should talk about this.
I'm just kind of like skimming it right now.
He gets kicked out of the kingdom, and the son happens to be Saint Dane, which is why he's now, I guess, rebelling against his family, or...
Yeah, it says...
Angry that his mother's dead. And then he's trying to prove himself to his father, the king of Hala.
The son, who is Saint Dane, removes his father from the throne and exiles him to the quote-unquote fringe world, which is a place outside of Hala and was the same place at the end of Raven Rise. And says that the son's name is Dane, and because of the royal heritage, has an honorary saint before the name, the Saint Dane. And he starts his tirade on the people of Hala. Yeah.
Yes. And maybe sometime we could get Jacob on the show to explain his theory a little better if he likes.
Maybe. I think...
Although by the time that would happen, Soldiers of Hala would probably be... What?
Didn't we ask him if he wanted to be on the show? Or, no, we didn't. We should.
We should. Although by the time that happens, Soldiers of Hala would probably already be released.
Probably.
And then...
Because we have these planned, like, up until September of 2014. So, it might take a while, Jacob, but you'll be on the show. Maybe. I don't know. Moving
if
on.
If you
actually,
want to be.
That's not...
did we...
That's... Oh, no, it's...
Wait.
It's not written here.
Wait, we don't have any other news.
The games.
Oh.
Yeah. Alright, recently, as of us recording this anyway, recently, I don't know if it was DJ, somebody, added the, some games to the PendragonAdventure.com, and there are currently 9 of them, and each one supposedly takes place on, 9 of the territories that have already been visited. And the only one that isn't there is, obviously, Third Earth, which is, I guess, supposed to come out after Soldiers of Hala is released. And,
And
I played through a couple of them, and for the most part, they're actually
I couldn't
really
even make
bad.
It through the first one.
The first one, Alders, or Denderons, I guess. That was the best
Yeah,
one.
It goes in order of the
I played it for a while. And, I made it up to Velox, and I'm like, I'm done. Thanks. But
I just don't see why they decided to create them. It seems
I made it to Elon.
They're so poor quality.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't care. They're so poor quality that they just seem like such an afterthought. You know, like if they really wanted to make some sort of Pendragon game, it would be better to spend more time on it, you would think, rather than just put out these. I mean, I don't know. The quality's really bad, and the games are just so pointless.
Yeah, like, the one for Denderon is this little, tower defense game, and, you have to set up these towers, and these enemies are the Bedouin, which actually is just, like, a sword with a blue circle around it, and, like, a bow and arrow with a green arrow or something like that, or a green circle, and you have to build these towers to kill them, and if 100 of them get on the screen at once, you lose. Which I never actually lost that one. I just got bored and quit. And the one for first Earth is hard though. Like I made it to like through like 3 rounds, and then I just died. So yeah, though.
And I haven't. I mean, I was sort of looking through the TPA forums, and I haven't so far really seen anyone who actually likes these games. Well, DJ seemed pretty excited about them, but, you know.
I think it's his job to be excited about
them. I'm not just... He's probably just trying to promote them,
yeah,
because,
I'm sure
you know.
It's supposed to be some kind of, like, last-minute promotional thing to try and get more people excited about...
For Soldiers of Hala, I guess.
Soldiers of Hala.
But,
like, I mean... If Before the War didn't do it,
chances are the people who
these are just horrible.
I think the Before the War might help, but not these games. I mean, the people who know about these games will be going to the website already, and chances are, if they go to the Pendragon Adventure website, they're already gonna buy the book. You know, so
and I
don't
know.
Yeah,
like. I don't know.
Yeah.
You check them out.
Thank
anyway,
you.
Because it's just funny to see how bad they are. Like the one for V-Log.
Yeah.
It's like a cowboy shootout kind of thing. Because he went to that western village in Lifelight. And I don't know. It's really weird. So.
Yeah.
That's all for the news. All
right. So.
Should we tell them what's coming up in the show?
Oh, yeah, outline. This week we have a Pen Pals about lore, and we also have a Hala hypothesis about the 11th territory that DJ mentioned.
Well, 11th territory.
The possible 11th territory that DJ mentioned on one of those little DJ TV.
Yeah.
Was that what they were called? Yes.
So, and then we have a wrap-up.
And we do, with some big news.
Oh, I forgot about the big news. I'm sorry.
You forgot about it?
It's not in the outline.
You're terrible.
That's why we
need
to.
You're terrible.
We have very, very big news. And we're not going to tell you what it is until the wrap-up.
Should we give them a hint, maybe? I can't think of a hint, though.
Similar to a dripping coffee cup. And that will make more sense.
That
later.
Was bad.
Do you get it though?
That was bad. And we need to stop making Harry Potter references. I already told you that.
It's not gonna happen.
No, they don't. That probably just made it even worse.
It will never happen that we stop making Harry Potter references. I'm sorry. It's just inevitable.
I have never. Well, actually, no. I probably have made one. You're worse about it than I am.
I know, but I mean they're good books.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to go out.
They are good books, but that's not the point.
We should make a Harry Potter podcast. I mean, we talk about it.
There's already so many of them.
Well, yeah, but we talk about it.
There's already so many of them. No, I don't want to make a Harry Potter podcast. There's like so many of them. I mean,
that's what we should start doing.
You know.
Well,
this is more.
We'll
unique.
Make a new segment, and it'll be Harry Potter related. It'll be just
on a Pendragon podcast.
Yeah. It'll be like
we might as well just do all sorts of random books then.
Well, no, because
let's have an Aragorn segment too.
I haven't read Brisinger yet, or however you say it.
I haven't read any of them, but you know.
Oh, it's so expensive. I was at the bookstore the other day, and it's like $27.
Cough library. Cough.
Okay, that's totally not important right now. Anyway, should we go on to the pen pals?
Yes, let's.
Time for Pen Pals, an in-depth character discussion of a specific character from the Pendragon universe.
And we're here at the Pen Pals. I was about to say wrap up. We're not at the wrap up yet.
Not
wrap up
quite.
Later with the big news that you still don't know about. Ha ha. Teaser.
Okay. If you do it too much, they'll lose interest and they'll stop listening to our show. Because they'll just get annoyed.
Yeah, I know, it'll get annoying.
Yeah.
I'm annoyed with us. We should just stop right now.
Just stop recording?
And so we go.
No.
Not really.
No. It's time for Pen Pals.
All right.
And we're going to talk about lore.
Yay.
No.
I mean, nah, dang.
That was bad.
Super duper.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. So,
I'm pretty sure I already know, but what do you think of lore?
What do I think of lore? I love lore.
Yeah.
She was my favorite character until I started getting fascinated with Saint Dane. But I still really like her, and I mean, I don't know what I'm going to say, actually. She's cool.
I don't know. I guess I like lore. She was never really my favorite, though. She was good until I read Before the War, but that's, or not, that's next episode.
Oops. Yeah.
It's
irrelevant.
I liked her more before her and Bobby started, like, going out, or whatever they're doing.
You've always said that, and I don't get why you say that. She hasn't... She's still the same person. Whether or not she and Bobby like each other.
But she hasn't really done anything since then.
Neither have most of the other travelers. She hasn't been in the books. How can she do anything?
Well, why hasn't she been in the books? Before,
because,
like,
the other travelers need their turns.
But before Rivers of Zadaa, he, like, went for her help on every freaking territory.
Because Bobby started getting cocky after Rivers of Zadaa, because he was all like, oh yeah, I can fight now, I don't need her to protect me, blah blah blah.
Well, I'm pretty sure it was because he was just trying to protect her because he loves her and blah 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 blah.
Okay,
blah.
But Bobby is
getting
pretty...
But that's for later. I guess. Do you think?
What?
Are we moving into the next point already? Seamless.
Well, we can skip around. We don't have to stick to the list. Haven't we talked about this before?
The list is there for a reason.
It's
anyway.
Guidelines. It's not like we have to stick to it.
I'm just saying that was cool. We had a seamless transition into the next point. And that was Lore's love
And then
life.
You had to ruin it by being like, oh no, we've messed up the list order.
I didn't say, oh no. I just said, hey, are we? But
I was paraphrasing. I was making fun of you.
I could tell. And am I mortified? I don't think we should send this episode out just because of how embarrassed I am of how big of a burn
Aww.
That was. Yeah. All right. Lore's love life.
Okay.
What, did you put the question mark?
No, I was making... Hold on. Okay. I was making a point.
I'm sorry.
And no, you
Continue.
Put that question mark. I was making a point about how Bobby was getting really cocky towards, like, the end of the series, and he's kind of mellowed out at the end of Raven Rising.
Because he died. Well, I guess, kind of.
yes and no. I don't think he's going to remain dead for the entire book. But, anyway, he got kind of cocky after he became a good fighter, and so Lore didn't really need to be around and protect him. I mean, I'm sure she would have showed up if he asked her to, but I don't see why her being in love with Bobby affects who she is as a person.
It doesn't affect who she is, but it just affects, like, the
how you see
the
her?
Way that she's used. Because, like, I mean, before,
well,
I thought she was cool
okay,
because, like, she was always there to, like, help Bobby, like, even if he didn't want her there. But most of the time that he did, after, like, Dinderon, he always went to Lore for help first. And that was cool. Like, I like that. But then, like, he started falling in love with her, and he's like, I can't go to Lore for help. If I go to Lore for help, then she'll want to come too. And if she comes, then she could die, and then the travelers would be completely, you know, like, messed up. And it's not like if I die,
well,
it'll
think
get
about
messed
it,
up, because I'm just the lead traveler, but that's not important.
But she's still been in the series, like, more than most of the other travelers. Like, she was around for most of book one, a little bit of the second one, a good deal of book four, and all of the sixth one.
Yeah, like,
which is a lot more, I mean, aside from Bobby, obviously, most of the travelers have not been around that much. Even Spader, who was sort of, you know, Bobby's best friend for the earlier ones, has only been in three of the books.
Actually, I went through and, like, counted, kind of, the other day, and Lore and Alder have been in the same number of the books, which surprised me.
Really?
Yeah, because it doesn't seem like Alder was there all that much.
Alder's only been in three.
No, he was
not. Wait, are you counting Raven Rising?
I think so, yeah. Because he was there a lot in Raven Rising.
Then Lore would be in more.
No, because Alder was on
Dendron. Because Lore would be in
five
if you count Raven Rising. Yeah.
But she didn't really do anything. She just kissed him. Alder actually had a significant role.
She just kissed him? That was the best part of that whole scene.
Oh, my God. All right, no, because Alder was in...
Okay, you can't count Alder in Raven Rising and not count her.
Why? She didn't do anything. She was there for, like, three pages, and she said she was the last one
she
to get there.
She still appears in more books than Alder.
I think tardiness
counts. 1, 2, 4, 6, 9.
Okay, Alder's
count
been there
them.
For 1, 6, 9... And
yes!
And 8.
3!
And 8.
Okay, 4. That's still one less than Lore.
No, because we don't count 9
just
for Lore.
Just admit it, you've lost.
We don't count 9 for Lore. She didn't do anything
yes,
except for
do.
Kiss him.
Yes, we do.
No.
That was a big deal.
For you.
For a lot of people. Just because you are, for some reason, I don't know, anti-Bobby Lore or something.
No, I like Bobby and Lore. I just, you know, like it more after the war is finished.
We've been doing this for 7 minutes and we've hardly talked about anything else. I think we should move on now.
All right.
So, why did you put a question mark by Baka anyway?
Well, because he's dead. I was going more like...
Really?
If he wasn't dead, do you think something would have happened?
Yeah, well... That I think that's a two-part question. The first part would be, like, if he hadn't died, and also if Bobby hadn't showed up. Because I think if it weren't for Bobby, they probably would have had more of a relationship. Because I think she said something about that. Like, they just, you know, went different paths.
Yeah, like, they kind of fought a war against each other. Sort of.
Yeah, but aside from that, even, like, she was, you know, flooming around Hala and... That makes things a little difficult, as we have seen with Bobby and Courtney.
I guess. Didn't hurt Spader and Courtney, though. But that's for a different pen pals.
Spader and Thomas, okay?
Huh?
Never mind.
Spader and Thomas? Oh, yeah, Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yes.
Have they met? We should introduce them. Get Asia to hook him up.
I'm sure they have.
Alright, this isn't for Lore's pen pals.
Yeah.
I think...
Baka.
This is a tough one. If Bobby hadn't showed up, I definitely think something would have happened. But even with Bobby there, Lore seemed to kind of ignore him whenever Baka showed up.
Yeah, but they've been... I mean, she'd been friends with Baka for a really long time. And... She probably knew that she wasn't going to be able to see him much, whereas Bobby, you know, they can still floom around Hala together.
So wait.
But...
Spader going out with Thomas the Tank Engine, would that make them gay?
Well, I always kind of thought Spader acted a little gay, but this is not what we're talking about right now. And, I mean, Thomas is a train, okay?
It
hardly counts. What?
Never mind.
Did you just say something not family-friendly?
No, I said he's a tank engine, not a train. There's a difference. God.
He's a train!
Moving on.
Oh my gosh.
What do you think will happen to her at the end of the series?
Well, I think as we talked about like on a previous episode, that all the travelers will probably end up going to the territory they're on now, like sort of a special isolated traveler thing.
That
but
would
I think
be sad,
she will.
Though.
Hmm?
That would be sad, though. Because then Spader
would
never
sad.
Get to see Thomas again. That's kind
I don't
of
know
the
what
name
to say.
Of this episode.
What? Thomas and Spader?
Something about Spader and Thomas.
Okay, we'll work on it later. When we're not doing Lore's pen pals. But I think that... I don't even remember what I was talking about. Yeah, I think that all the travelers will go to the special traveler place, and I think that she'll probably hook up with Bobby. I don't know if you can get married on Traveler Land, but they'll probably be in a relationship, because it's obvious she likes him.
Okay, hang on. How many girl travelers are there? There's Lore, Asia,
Ellie,
Kasha, Ellie. So,
yeah,
two guys are going to have to hook up, and one is going to have to get married to a cat. So,
why do they all have to hook up together?
Well,
they're all like...
Would you want to be eternally lonely in that place at the end of Ravenrise? I don't. They all need a partner.
They don't.
And frankly, I think Spader and Alder have a future.
Hello, Spader and Thomas. Isn't that what we were just
talking
about?
Thomas is not a traveler, okay? He can't get there. But whatever.
Why can't Thomas be a traveler? I mean, do you remember, like, that one quote by Bobby where he was like, Mr. Rogers must have once been a traveler? I mean, if Mr. Rogers can be a traveler, I see no reason why Thomas can't be.
Doesn't somebody else
think
that...
Why are we even having this discussion?
I don't know. Alright. I think that... Lore and Bobby are gonna at least date, if not marry. Probably marry, though, because that would be so much more romantic.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can't really have... Oh, wait, where do you think they'll be, though?
I don't know, because I think it would be cool if they all ended up on that one territory, and then, like, the acolytes did the little thing with the their journals, because then my theory would be right. But, I don't know. It'd be kind of sad.
I used to sort of think that before Ravenrise, I used to think that her and Bobby would go live on Zeta, however you say it.
Zeta. That's how it was in the pronunciation guide.
Zeta. But, I don't know. Bobby at this point seems less attached to Second Earth than she does to her territory. You know?
Yeah, but...
So
he seems to be the least attached to his territory than all of them. Because all the others...
Well, yeah, because he spent the less...
Because, like, all the others just stay there.
He's the lead traveler.
He always moves.
He's the lead traveler.
Well, so, what if he gets homesick? Oh, God.
Then he can
We're
go
talking
home,
about Lore. Okay. way she's changed throughout the series. She loves Bobby. She kissed him, and isn't it cute?
It was.
Okay.
I just squeed really loudly when I read that.
For those of you that don't know, Anna is an absolute hardcore shipping fangirl. She is crazy.
Yeah, like, if we had more time for more, you know, Raven Rising episodes before Soldiers of Hala came out, I just want to do a whole episode on shipping.
Which is basically this one.
I think that would be so much
fun.
This
is basically it.
It kind of is turning into that, actually. All
right,
but that would just be so awesome. No. We'll talk about who could possibly get together and who maybe been, like, together in the past. And it'd be so fun.
And if anyone emails us about a Bobby Courtney ship, then she will kill you. Just be warned.
I will not kill you. I would probably just email you a very long response about why that can never happen.
Alright, do we really need to say more about her loving Bobby?
So...
Oh.
I don't think so. Although we'll probably somehow get back on that subject.
I have no doubt. she is... Well, you can read it.
Okay, she's become more level-headed throughout the series. She's still fiery, but she's not as quick to attack, literally.
Which I think is like her is like Osa, don't you?
I don't think we can really say. We never actually saw Osa that much. She was killed like halfway into Merchant of Death.
I mean, what we've seen of her
but
she seems to be really reasonable.
But yeah,
and like level-headed.
Yeah, I still think Oz is probably a lot calmer.
Yeah, but I mean, as it's gone on,
Lore's
definitely gotten more calm. And this is kind of going off topic a little bit, but that kind of made me notice that whenever the penultimate traveler from a territory dies, the last generation one starts to kind of adopt a lot of the personality of the previous one that has died. Have you noticed that?
No.
Because, like, Press died, and then Bobby became a lot more of a leader as it's gone
on. Yeah, but Bobby still doesn't really act like Press.
Well, no, but, I mean, he doesn't...
Well, of course Bobby became the lead traveler after Press died.
Become the same person. No, I mean, he was the lead traveler anyway, but he kind of liked to abdicate the responsibility over to Press. So, like, but, like, once he died, he became a real leader, and, like, after Osa died, Lore became more level-headed and stopped kind of acting like Sanki, which I've noticed she used to.
I don't think that's, adapting, or, like, taking, however you put it, imitating the other travelers. I think that's more just them growing up. You have to remember that when the series started, Bobby and Lore were, like, 14, and, you know, people change a lot as they get older.
Yeah, but it's only been, like, 2 years, hasn't it? I mean, someone doesn't change that much that quick. And then what about the people like Kasha? Like, when we first saw her...
She wasn't acting like Segan at the
end. By the end, she was.
No, she wasn't.
She was fighting to protect the Gars and doing all this stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But
never mind.
Okay,
that's important.
That's three of them. Like, the others we don't really know about, actually.
Siri.
Well, he's
Spader.
Not really acting like his father, and we know nothing about Spader's father.
Well, we don't know anything about Siri's father. Well, we do know that he spent some time on Quillen, and Siri was kind of locked out of Ibarra. So, and didn't he go to Quillen, or did he go to Zadaa?
No, he's on Zadaa right now with Lore.
I bet he went to Quillen afterwards.
Why?
Because that's what Jin did. Weren't you listening?
Okay, your theory has no substance. I'm sorry. Just, no.
Well, it's not... I don't know.
Can we go back to Lore?
I guess, if we have to.
That actually brings up an interesting point, though. Like, what do you think is going on with... Because if Ciri's on Zadaa, is she, like, taking care of him? Are they trying to do something to... protect Hala? I mean, I know at the end of Raven Rising, they're all at the special traveler place, but do you think anything...
Does Siri know about Lore? I mean...
Well, yeah, if they're both on Zadaa.
Well, that doesn't mean he magically knows who the traveler from that territory is.
Well, okay, you would think he would do his best to find her.
Oh, okay, that was the first time...
I mean, what else is he gonna...
I'm sorry, like the third time or something that Siri's ever traveled, and the other two times that he did,
he
was pretty much shown exactly what he needs to do by Bobby and... Oh, Bobby.
So what, he's just gonna curl up on the ground by himself for, like, a year?
Okay, he grew up on the tropical island paradise, and now he's plunged into a desert. I would be a little...
Yes?
A little confused. And not really know what the crap is going on.
That's why you would want to try to find the traveler from the territory so you can, you know what you're doing.
Why are we getting off topic so bad today? Okay, this isn't about Siri.
This isn't off topic, this is about Lore.
No, it's about
Siri
trying to find Lore.
Well, Lore is connected to this topic.
I don't really think that he would have stayed on Zadaa, though. I think if anything, he would have...
Why? You just said yourself that he's confused. He's not going to go randomly fluming off to other territories.
I think if anything, he would have gone to either Velox or Denderon. Most likely Velox, though, because A, that was his territory in the past, and B, he's already been there.
Yeah, he wouldn't want to go there, though, knowing what's going to happen
to
it. He'd get killed.
He can go to Dendron, since he knows who Alder is, and he's already been there once, and I don't know.
He obviously didn't go to Dendron, because we saw Alder in Raven Rising.
Maybe Ciri was off at the grocery store while that was happening. And then he walks back, and he's like, Alder, WTF.
They have so many grocery stores in Dendron.
Alright. Moving on.
Can we get back to lore? Yeah. Alright. Ways lore has changed throughout the series. JoJo put on this list that she starts to appear more vulnerable.
And then Anna put a bunch of question marks and exclamation points in parentheses.
Yeah. What? What is that supposed to
mean? Well, it's not really her. It's just the way we have to perceive her through Bobby, who...
Well, of course we perceive her that way. He starts to care for her.
Yeah, but, I mean, that doesn't mean he has to start, like, babying her and not ever finding her help because he's afraid that she'll get a scratch on her knee or whatever. She's a warrior. She wants to fight.
What people do when they care about people.
But
have you never seen Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Really?
Ooh, and I found something with Before the War and Spider-Man, but...
Stop! I'm trying to stay on topic here.
Alright.
That's for next week.
I don't like this one.
Episode.
Moving on.
You don't like what?
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't really remember why I put that on there. It just kind of annoys me.
I don't know why you put that on there either. She still can defend herself just as well as before.
She doesn't get the opportunity.
Probably better.
Bobby freaks out and is Mr. Mom.
She does get the opportunity. She doesn't let him push her around and, you know, hide behind a wall.
Well, yeah, and Raven Rise, when she actually knew about it, she got all pissed off, and she's like, why didn't you let me fight, and blah, 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 and he's like, I wanted to save you, honey, and then they get a divorce.
They did not get a divorce. That's what you do when you care about someone.
You get a divorce?
No! You try to protect them. Oh my gosh. All right.
Importance in the series. Alright, is this just me, or if you notice that she seems to be like the second in command of the Travelers?
I don't really know what you mean by that. Like, she's the most important Traveler to Bobby, but I don't think she's, like, the co-lead Traveler.
No, because, like,
you know, the assistant lead Traveler.
I have here that, like, Bobby described her as the backbone of the Travelers, and if anything happened to her, then he doesn't know, like, how they would be able to do anything, which I don't really particularly agree with. And,
Well, I think all the Travelers have their role.
No, but, like, she seems to be, like, Bobby's, like, second in command, I guess. And then Bobby didn't want Lore to help him on Ibarra because if something went wrong, which it did, he wanted her to be the next lead Traveler, which would follow the second in command. And, like, that actually...
Yeah, but I don't think that's, like... I don't think it's really a official position. I think it's just because Bobby likes her the best out of all the Travelers.
But, like, that kind of got me... thinking about something, and I noticed that there's this weird, like, what's the word? Relationship, I guess, between Zadaa, Second Earth, and Chloral. Because, like, I got the impression that, Osa, Press, and Ben Spader were really close. And then, like, obviously Bobby Lord and, Foe Spader are really close. Then, like,
I don't think Spader and Lore are that close, but okay.
No, well,
I'll go along
Spader,
with it for your theory.
No, like, Lore helped Spader come to terms with his being a Traveler and, like, helped him understand
That's
it.
True.
And, like, Ben Spader, when he was trying to hide the map too far, he gave it to Osa. to help protect it. And, like, you know, Bobby and Spade are best friends, and Laura and Bobby are lovers. And, I don't know, like, Zadaa has no water at all, and, like, Coral's covered in water, and Second Earth is, like, the medium. I don't know. There just seems to be a lot of stuff. We should do a hypothesis on it. But whatever.
Maybe if you make your point more clear.
Hey, maybe you should just listen better.
What? Yeah. I did listen. I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Alright.
Sorry.
Alright, is that all for that point?
So...
is that how important in the series?
I guess so.
That looks like everything.
Yeah, I don't know how much we actually talked about lore, but,
this is more like the Thomas the Tank Engine pen pals.
Well, actually, it was mostly about shipping, but that's okay.
I don't know. We threw lore in there a couple of places.
Yeah, we tried. Yeah. All right, so on to Hollow Hypothesis?
I guess so.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to Hollow Hypothesis, where we hypothesize over one certain aspect of the Pendragon universe.
And here we are, with a Hollow Hypothesis. Hey!
Super duper! No!
Sorry.
You forgot.
Sorry.
Anna, what are we gonna do with you? Even I remember that
you
time.
Did it too.
It was the first time.
Last time we did, like, in sync, it was kind of creepy. But
it was really creepy.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. What are we doing for this hypothesis?
For everyone
that has forgotten.
Yeah. Because might have. You know, we already have, like, what, 30 minutes of recorded material. It's a good chance you forgot.
Oh, more than that.
Something like that.
Like,
but, you know, with
45?
Editing. Well, but editing.
Oh, I guess.
I don't know.
Fine.
Okay.
You're
going to
edit out 15 minutes worth of material?
I don't know. I was guesstimating. Anyway.
We have to leave all the Thomas stuff.
I will. Okay. This week, we are this episode, we are going to talk about a quote from the DJ TV where DJ asked us why we thought that there are only 10 territories just because there are 10 books. So we're going to talk about what he means by that. Does he mean that there are more territories, or is he just trying to confuse us and, you know, cause lots of crazy theories before Soldiers of Hala is released?
Well, you know what they say about assuming, so he might have a point. What did you take from this? Whole thing.
I pretty much believe it to be that there's one other territory, or maybe not a territory as we think of it, but I think that it's the place that the travelers were at the end of Raven Rising. Rise.
You always do that.
I can't stop doing that. But
at the end of Raven Rising is called the wrap up.
Thanks,
were the
JoJo.
Travelers at the wrap-up? Oh, that would be awesome. I want to get an autograph. How cool would it be if the Travelers were at the end of the wrap-up?
Well, you could get an autograph if, you know, you went to Alabama.
Not of the Travelers. I'd have to go... No, I don't want...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Never mind.
Can we get back to... Okay.
I guess.
I took it to mean that there's an 11th territory, and it's basically where the Travelers were at the end of Raven Rise, and it's not a territory in the sense that you can flume there. It's more like either a place for the dead or a place that's sort of help me out here. Like, it's not
like once everything is pretty much screwed, that's where you end up. It's like,
no,
hey,
it's more like
you
it's
lost.
Not an actual. Like, it's not an actual physical place that you could
so
walk
like
to or flim to.
Limbo.
Yes and no.
Except
like, maybe you don't have to
limbo,
die to get there, but...
There's a surprising...
What?
If it was Limbo, there's a surprising absence of unbaptized babies. So I don't think that was it.
Yeah, like, I don't think it has anything to do with religion.
Oh, I was just kidding.
Or maybe... Yeah, I know you were kidding, but it wasn't funny.
Thanks. Ouch.
I don't think it has anything to do with religion, and it might not even have anything to do with dying. Maybe it just has to do with a place that you can go to in your mind.
So, like, Lifelight.
You know what I mean? Like, it's sort of metaphysical rather than actually physical.
Sounds kind of like Lifelight to me. When you put
like
it...
Lifelight? No, it's not, like, computer program.
No, but when you put it like that, it makes it sound like Lifelight. But no.
Well, that's not what I meant.
I'm just saying, that's what it sounds like. Maybe you should explain things better.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm trying. I'm having difficulty here, okay? What do you think he meant by it, then?
Well, like...
Let's see what brilliance you can come
up
with.
Okay, in the actual DJ TV thing, he says that, why do you think that, there's only 10 territories because there are 10 books? I never really thought it was... There were only 10 because there were 10 books. I thought there were only 10 because there were only 10 of the little insignia things around the stone on the ring.
Right.
And so I'm like, oh, well, okay, so there's 10 territories. But maybe there's other territories that you just can't go to. And then, like, I put in here, like, a bunch of different things that I... thought could be it.
Yeah, we'll get to all those, but what do you think it is?
I don't know, okay? We have to wait until May to figure that out. And...
I said think.
I don't know what I think.
Gosh.
I think that there is...
Okay, will you give us an opinion by the end of this?
I will give you one right now. I think that there are only three territories. I don't know what they are, I don't know what they're doing, I don't know who's there, but there's only three of them. All the other seven are like Lifelight or something.
And the other seven that we...
Oh, no, actually,
and the other seven
I take that back. One of them is a constantly empty Lifelight tube. And whenever you say one of the other seven, it takes you there, and it just makes you think that there's stuff going on.
I'm cutting you off right now because you're not making any sense.
Hey,
I
made this call. Oh, wait, but it's gone.
What?
Oh, there it is.
All right. Let's move on.
Okay. The first point is possibly an infinite number of territories that are collected in groups of 10 and connected by their own sets of flumes. And then...
That would just
be
overwhelming.
How weird would that be?
Like, and how many different worlds can you really make to a point? Like, would they... I mean, maybe they could have different creatures aside from humans.
Well, because, like, there's the Kleegees, which aren't human. So maybe there's one where it's, like, a bunch of lizard people. And, like, fish people.
At a certain point, you'd have so much overlap that they... Right, but at a certain point, you'd have so much overlap that they wouldn't really be that different.
Well, but we see that inside of Hala, because, I mean, it said...
Right, that's what I'm saying, if you had even more territories...
Because, like, it said that Velox, Quillen, and Second Earth were all pretty much the same, only Velox had Lifelight, and Quillen had Block, which is ironic, because all three of those territories fell to Saint Dane, which I guess isn't ironic, that's just weird, whatever.
But... I just don't think that makes a lot of sense because, I don't know, it'd just be so many territories, like I said, and that just doesn't seem...
And like, not just so many territories, but so many, like, planets. Because, I mean, Second Earth is the entire universe at this point. And then, like, there's 10 of those, 10 infinities, which I'm not even sure is possible, inside of Hala. And then there's an infinite infinities
right.
inside of it. I don't know. I'm confused. My head hurts. And then these little sub-bullets, I don't know. Could the convergence bring all of these together? How would that happen?
Yeah, see, again, I just don't think this is practical because you have to think in terms of DJ writing this series, you know, and if he suddenly introduced hundreds more territories and was trying to get us to wrap our heads around the fact that at the same time of Hala going on, there was, you know, Hala 2 and 3 and 4 and 5B and whatever. And, yeah, it's
and would all of them have travelers?
They'd have to, I guess, if it's the same concept of 10 territories in one.
That would just be so weird.
Hala thing.
To have an infinite number of travelers.
Yeah.
And then I wonder if all of them had one, like, Neva. But what if that's like what happened? What if St. Dane is from one of those other little, like collection of territories, and he just kind of came to ours and started sticking his fingers in places, trying to mess it up.
And that's why on the cover he and Bobby are sort of linked, because he's the Bobby Pendragon, if you will, from Sub Hala 5BF
or
whatever.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is apparently
no.
Random theories by Jonathan episode, along with Anna's shipping. It's been a while since we made one of these, so we gotta just put all our stuff out there that we got.
Yeah, and okay, and then another point about that theory that we're just talking about is, you know, most societies, they tend to develop in similar ways. Do you know what I mean? Like, even though the different territories of Hala are all pretty different from each other, there's basic elements of human society that all tend to develop even without, like, crossing. You know, like, they all have, like, agriculture, usually, or some sort of form of government, and that sort of thing. So to think about having so many different territories with those similar concepts.
Yeah. All right, and then next it says, could this be the place they were at the end of Raven Rise? Did I put that in, or did you?
You probably did.
Okay, because I don't know why, because that doesn't make any sense.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
All right, we'll just skip that one.
Yeah.
All right, the next one is, or do you want to read it?
You can read it. It's your theory.
Why did we do this one? If neither one of us knows... never mind. Possibly all of the territories are connected by flumes, but the travelers only know about 10 of them. Or perhaps only 10 of them have turning points, so the travelers would only need to go to 10 of them. Which, I think that could be feasible.
So, I guess so, but then again, going back to what you were saying about the ring only has 10 symbols. Why wouldn't it have more? Or do you think maybe, like, those turning points have already passed, and so past travelers had to deal with them? So, like, over time, the symbols on the rings faded from those territories?
I thought that, maybe, we don't know who made the rings. It's probably the King of Hala or whatever. But, I think whoever made them, I like the idea that maybe all those other territories have already had their turning points, and these are the only 10 that are left, and, like, the ring was made to just have those 10 territories on it for this generation of travelers. But, I mean...
But what wouldn't really make sense about that is that most of the territories then have already passed their turning points.
Alright, last point.
Let's move on.
Alright,
so
you put this in there so you can read it.
Our final point is that DJ didn't really mean anything by it, and he just wanted to cause chaos. Which, you know, I think could be legit idea.
And then you put that authors do have their evil moments after all. Which...
They do.
I don't know. I don't think that was it. That just seems something that would be too random for him to make a DJ TV about. I don't know. That's just
me. I don't think so. I mean, most of those others were pretty short, you know.
I don't know. You're wrong. Okay, there, I said it. You're wrong.
Oh, okay.
But then I'm wrong about my two, so I don't know.
Well, we will find out.
We will.
I do think he meant something by it. I have my 11th territory theory, which you didn't call.
What was it?
The travelers, the place they were at the end of Ravenrise is what he was talking
about. Oh, yeah,
about.
That's what I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Why well, because I was
that?
Going for laughs. And, I mean, it's already been said. Why do I need to repeat it? They should have been listening. They're not. Or if they didn't, that's their fault. Alright. Is that all for the Hollow Hypothesis?
Well, this has been a pretty bad Hollow Hypothesis.
I mean, Pen Pals is pretty bad, too, so.
But by the time we edit this, it's going to be about 5 minutes long. You want to do something else?
Okay. You want to do the Travelers or Illusions? That's going to be weird. We're going to have two Hollow Hypotheses.
Do we have anything to say about that?
I don't know.
Or, I don't know. Maybe we could just do another segment.
Like a debate? Like, no, I hate the debate. No.
Yes.
We'll have our Harry Potter segment.
Time. No.
Let's do a Triwizard tournament.
Let's do a shipping segment.
A shipping segment.
Let's not.
You want to do that? Yeah.
Well, let's do a shipping segment. Wait, really?
Well, let's do it.
Okay. I didn't think you'd agree to that. Okay, cool. So, wait, what are we going to call this segment?
The Love Boat? Love Flume.
That's terrible.
I don't know.
The Love Flume. It's like, now I have Love Shack playing through my head, except, you know, Love Flume instead.
I was thinking more of the TV show. Alright, what's a good name?
I guess we don't really have to talk about this while we're recording.
I guess not. Alright, so we're off to our newly created non-named segment.
Yeah, we literally just came up with this, by the way.
Yeah.
So.
Who are we going to do? Everybody or just Lore?
Wait, everyone. That's going to be the massive shipping thing.
Why don't we just split this up? Like right now, I guess we've already done Lore, Spader, and Thomas, and Bobby, and Boca. All right, fine. Let's just do everybody. All right.
Why not? Wait, are we stopping recording or?
Yeah. It's a new.
It'd probably be easier.
It's a new segment.
All right. So we will see in a bit for our new segment. I'm gonna need new intro music.
Yeah, and someone's gonna have to we gotta do some like Barry White or something. Oh, we'll do it later. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
It's time for Random Ravens, the segment where we stick all of the crap that doesn't fit anywhere else.
This is our brand new impromptu segment that we just came up with about 10 minutes ago. It's called Random Ravens, and if you have a better name, please let us know, because
such a horrible name.
Because it's a pretty bad name, but we couldn't think of anything else. We tried, believe us.
Yeah.
And this is pretty much just going to be our random segment for anything that doesn't really fit into one of our other segments.
Pretty much our catch-all.
So this week, yes, like a grab bag for Hollow related
which
things.
Was one of our potential names. So.
It was, but we couldn't think of anything aside from Gar that started with G. So, you know, didn't work out very well. Anyway, this week we're going to be talking about shipping.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited,
right,
if Super you can't tell. Stop saying yay!
I only said it halfway. Yeah.
Yeah.
I personally don't really care for shipping. I mean...
Well, you agreed to this idea.
I know I did. And
we used to have lots of fun in the shipping thread on Holostar forums.
We did.
So, you know. So you can't say that you don't like
shipping. Well, if we're going to talk about shipping, then I say that we have to start with me and Asia. Because
I
mean, it's already happened, let's face it. It's inevitable.
All right, now can we move on since we talked about it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So, we've already talked about Bobby and Lore.
And Bobby and Courtney.
Baca. Did we?
Kind of. I thought we talked about...
I thought we just mentioned...
Well...
That I don't support it.
Yeah. Sure. I don't know.
We haven't really talked about Bobby and Courtney.
Bobby and Courtney's not going to happen. It's really going to be Courtney and St. Dane.
No.
Don't you remember when he was Whitney Wilcox?
No.
Him and Courtney had
okay,
real
that
chemistry.
Was just to manipulate her.
But she loved
no,
him.
No, that was just to manipulate her.
How do you know Bobby's not trying
she
to manipulate
liked
Lore?
Whitney.
Or the other way around?
What? No. Come on. Seriously? What, you think, like, Lore is really St. Dane in disguise?
Yeah. He can actually...
Really? Then how could they have appeared at the same
because
time?
Because she's actually Neva in disguise. Because they've never been in the same room together. Mm.
Why would she... Okay.
All right.
I don't know what to say to you anymore. back to... I don't even know what we're going back
Love
to.
Bobby and Courtney.
Maybe we should talk about, like... Okay. Should we talk about, like, maybe the Travelers first and then go on to any others that we haven't covered?
Gunny and Jane Jansen.
Okay. We haven't even done Bobby Courtney. Gosh. Stop.
This isn't going to work. It's called Random Races for a reason.
You're not very good at this. Yeah, no, but you have to at least try to have some sort of, you know, continuity. But Bobby and Courtney, I think they're kind of too similar, in my opinion, to ever really work out.
It's got no chance.
And, yeah, and the childhood sweetheart thing just doesn't work out usually. I mean, not saying it always fails, but, you know... You don't often end up with the same person you had a crush on when you were 10.
And we kind of talked about this in, like, episode 1, I think, but Mark and Courtney is what's going to happen.
No. This is...
Do you not think so?
No, I don't want them to get together. I think that...
What, because Mark is dorky means he's doomed to be lonely and never find love?
No.
That's good. Yeah.
That is not what I said. Okay.
All of our Mark fans are going to hate you.
Dude!
And if all of the Spader fans already hate us, so...
Dude. Okay? No. I'm a dork, too.
Why?
Obviously.
Why don't you think Mark and Courtney?
Because I like the friendship that they have, and I like the friendship that the three of them share, Bobby and Mark and Courtney. And if they were to get involved in a relationship, I don't know. Wouldn't have the same dynamic between them.
But, I mean...
Okay, because I...
Prepare
and
for
also,
another Harry Potter reference.
No,
but Ron, Hermione, and Harry...
But that's
Ron, Hermione
different.
Got married,
it's
and
different.
Then Harry felt
it's
good
different.
About
there's
it.
This really sweet scene. I'm rereading Raven Rise right now, and there's this really cute scene where Mark and Courtney are dancing, and they say that, you know, they're best friends, and then they, you know... hold each other a little closer, and I think that's when
aww.
A lot of the all the intense Mark Courtney shipping started. But I really like the friendship that they have, and I don't want that to go away.
Well,
and plus I ship Courtney Dodger.
Would...
So, just saying.
Ew.
What
why?
Do you mean, ew?
Courtney and Dodger?
Dodger. What's wrong with that?
Why Dodger?
Because Dodger's awesome.
Okay.
Because
I always thought Dodger was kind of annoying.
Well, he is, but... but so is Courtney, so... You
and
know?
I mean... Courtney was macking on her some Spader in Blackwater. I'm just saying.
Well, Spader flirts with everyone. He flirts with anything that moves. So, you know,
Like Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yes.
It moves.
It? He!
What?
Good grief.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thomas and it.
He
even
moves.
He. Okay, this is getting weird.
Alright,
But...
Who else is there?
Okay. Are we still talking about possible Bobby ships?
Are there really any more? I guess Bobby and Nella.
There's a lot of Bobby Spader shippers.
You said that in episode one, and I just don't see it.
I don't see it either. I'm just saying, there's a lot of them.
Show me. I require proof.
Go to fanfiction.net.
If I don't read fanfiction. Oh, except for this one. Oh my god, it was so funny.
Traitor.
Do you know which one I'm talking about? The one that pretty much ships Spader and Asia. Well, actually, Spader kind of liked Asia, but Asia just she wasn't about to have it.
Oh, the instant messaging conversation.
Yes. Oh my god, that was so funny. You all need to go read it.
Yeah.
But I don't remember where it is.
It was, but it's off topic.
I think I saved it.
No, but really, though.
I didn't save it.
Go to fanfiction.net.
Put it in my favorites.
And just, you know, browse a little
bit. Oh, here it is. If the Travelers used AIM, a Pendragon fanfic. I want to read that later. Okay, sorry.
Dude, off topic.
I know. This whole show has been off topic. Alright, but, who's next?
Yeah, and then there's a few Bobby St. Dane shippers, too.
Ew.
You need to read more fanfiction.
Why? They're trying to kill each other. Bobby stabbed him. St. Dane doing all this stuff. No,
love, hate relationship thing.
Mm. Mm.
I wouldn't ship it either, but, I mean, you can... And there's obviously no way DJ would ever go there, but you can sort of see, I guess.
Okay.
You've gone strangely quiet.
I'm still just grossed out by that. Hey, actually, since this is...
Well, I don't know why you're not grossed out by Courtney St. Dane. I mean, ugh.
Well, because then he's disguised as Whitney Wilcox, which is fine. But... Hey, since this is actually going on for
which
a while,
is fun.
Do you want to have just do one character per thing for this? Like, have this be a recurring segment? Our random ravens.
Well,
I don't know.
Not
or not
really,
just one,
because
we could do like a couple.
If you think about it, this is probably going to be our last episode before the release of Soldiers of Hala.
Which we'll have a big surprise
knowing
for.
Us. Yeah. But, so we should probably try and get, you know, as much as we can out there before that happens.
We have to get all of our ships in. Do you see what I did there?
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you made a pun. It was brilliant.
Alright, so is that all for Bobby? Or there's some, like, Bobby Kasha shippers.
I think so.
I don't know. Ew. Alright, Alder.
No.
Let's talk about him.
So...
He's fun to talk to.
Alder...
I think if any of the Travelers were going to be gay, I think it would be Alder.
I've heard some people say that, but I disagree. I mean, just because he likes to hug people doesn't mean he's gay.
No, it's not just that.
I like to hug people.
I like to hug people, too. That's not it. It's just... Oh, I know. If you want to be hugged by the Raven Rising host, then... I don't know what you need to do.
How are we going
to
do that? That was... Yeah, don't go there.
I don't know. I just think of any of them, he would be gay. So.
I still think Spader, but who do you think... He's never showed really an interest in anyone. And he's never showed any signs of being straight or gay, really.
I think if anyone, it would be with Bobby. He seems to like Bobby the most.
I can't see them.
But I guess that's just because he's loyal to the Lady Traveler. Whatever. Who do you think? Or do you think?
Okay.
Anyone. He hasn't really seen...
I don't know, I'm trying to think of, like, who is kind of available still.
It doesn't really seem like...
And the only one I can really think of is Sanji.
Isn't she, like, too young?
She's only two years younger than him.
No, because I thought Alder was older. Rhymes. Then...
No, he was about... He's about the same age as Bobby.
He was older than them. Because I thought it was, like, Siri's the youngest. He's, like, 14 or something in Pilgrim's Rain.
Right.
And then I thought Spader, Lore, and Bobby were around the same age. No, because I thought
Alder,
Kasha, I guess, and Asia were all the same age.
I don't know. Asia's not that much older than Bobby. She's only, like, 18.
She's only a couple years older. But, like, that's what I'm saying. I thought Alder was only a few years older than him, too.
Oh, I don't know. Whatever.
Okay, this really isn't important. Right.
No, it's not.
Let's
go on to Spader, maybe?
Spader...
Thomas,
of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Him and Courtney were... flirting with her. I don't think anything's gonna happen.
Yeah, I can't see that developing into anything real.
What about with Yenza? That would be hot.
No, she's like in her 30s.
I always pictured her older than that. I always pictured kind of like Ellie, only she's wearing a swim skin.
No, she was like interested in press, so she's about...
Who, Ellie was
so
interested
she's
in
she's about
press?
His age. No, Yenza.
Oh. I think Ellie likes Bobby.
So, can we... No,
no
we're
she
talking
gave
about
him the
Spader
necklace.
Right now.
No, but this is one of Bobby's ships.
It doesn't mean she likes him romantically.
I think so.
No, ew, she's... she's like an old woman, okay?
Hey,
she's
she is an
past.
Awesome old woman, and don't you forget it.
Do we have to keep talking about her?
She is the coolest
Seriously?
Old woman you know.
No, she is not.
She is on the front lines
pathetic.
Fighting for Hala.
She is pathetic.
And you...
I don't want to talk about Ellie. I want to talk about romance.
Well, I don't want to talk about St. Dane.
And she and Bobby are like... You don't want to talk about St.
Nope.
Dane. Okay, we'll talk about Ellie in a minute when we get to her. Right now, we're talking about Spader.
I thought we were... Oh, yeah, we are talking about Spader.
What? Yeah, we are talking about Spader. Hello.
I think Spader is just doomed to die alone. He would just be too annoying to marry. I'm sorry. For all you Spader fans.
What about him in Asia?
Whatever. Don't you remember what happened in the fanfic? Somebody...
Yeah, it didn't work
out.
Yeah,
she like...
She would get really annoyed by him.
I'm looking at it right now.
But they are both pretty cocky. Like, in different ways, but they're really, you know, confident with themselves.
Yeah, you know what the biggest way is? That Asia actually deserves to be cocky. Oh, yeah. I went there.
Wow. Alright. Should we move on, then?
Alright, who's next?
Gunny? I'm just
Gunny
sort of going...
Gunny and Ellie.
But
they're about the same age.
No. Gunny can do
what?
So much better than her.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Gunny wishes he could find a foxy mama that's as awesome as Ellie.
No.
Yeah.
We'll
put a poll up.
She does not deserve him. And anyway, she's still all bitter over her husband.
She's not bitter. She's just kind of
pissed
off.
She's not bitter. She ran away from her entire life, and she's not bitter.
He died. Why would she be bitter? We should put up a poll about who thinks Ellie is awesome. Is really?
You and I will be the only ones to vote. And then
he'll
be just like the last one.
No, because like I was doing something. I forget who it was with. And they didn't like Ellie either. And I'm like, what is with you people?
It was
what
Asian
has she
Angel
done to
on Hollister
make you not like her? Oh, yeah.
Gee, what has she done? Do we really need to have this discussion again?
Oh. What about that Aaron guy from Blackwater?
What?
I don't know. I'm just saying things.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, what about,
Jinx.
They're from the same territory. They have a ton in common. And they were at the same hotel
Jinx
one time.
Jinx is kind of young, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So age is no barrier for love, Anna.
God. Aww.
Someone Someone who shifts no, so much should know that.
Okay, I mean, there's like at least a 50-year gap between them.
Okay, so then if age is important, then let's ship Bobby, who's like 14, and Saint Dane, who could possibly be the infinitely aged enemy of all creation. You know, whatever.
I never said I supported that. I was just talking about the possibilities. That's what we're doing right now.
Okay, it's possible that Gunny and Jinx could love each other. Or Gunny and Dodger.
Nobody ships Gunny and Jinx, okay? Nobody.
I think Gunny and Dodger.
Let's move on. No.
Alright, well, the
Dodger
next...
Dodger and Courtney.
The next book would be... Oh, it's not going to be Courtney, it's going to be Mark. The next book would be Asia, but we already know
Asia.
She's taken. So, Kasha.
Hold on. Let's just pretend for a moment that you're out of the picture.
Why would we do that? I mean, who else is there, really? The Goth Vetter or Dr. Zetlin? Or that guy whose name I can't remember from before the war, who tried to kind of kill her, I think.
Who I think is... Never mind.
Who you think of Saint Anne? Yeah,
this is
him.
Spoiling.
Or Neva.
No, I think it's
whatever.
Neva. But this is not... what about Mark?
Oh, why
like
Mark?
They're both, you know, kind of techie. Because Mark needs someone, too.
But Mark would... He's too, like, submissive or
what?
Quiet to...
And Asia's really...
Overbearing?
likes to be in control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She would hate Mark.
But, no, I think Mark's... But Mark's grown up a lot, and he's a lot more confident than he
But he's
to
still
be.
Too soft-spoken for Asia. I'm sorry.
Not necessarily. He kicks some butt in Raven
when,
Rising.
When he died, quote-unquote, and was thrown into the flame.
No!
Yeah.
No, okay, he and Courtney had a pretty big role in that book. They were doing all
well,
sorts
I was
of
just
things.
Kinda,
I don't really remember
I was just
kind of
skip over Mark
but,
and Courtney's parts when I'm reading the books. Because it
why?
Just seems really unnecessary to me.
That took up, like, half the book.
Well, Raven Rise, I don't. The ones where they actually play an important part, like Raven Rise or Blackwater, I don't skip over those, but, like, the rest of them, I do.
Hmm.
Anyway,
Okay.
I don't know. Courtney and Mark is gonna happen.
Wait, what?
Courtney and Mark is not gonna happen. I mean,
you just
Asia
said
Asia and Mark. Courtney and Mark is gonna happen.
I think it has more of a shot than Courtney and Mark.
No. Well,
yes.
I think you're wrong. Why? Because Courtney's gonna be too busy macking on some Dodger. Yeah.
Why are you so against Courtney and Dodger?
Moving on to Kasha. Kasha's gonna go out with Boone.
Yeah, Boone. I mean, no one else is gonna hook up with a cat.
I like Boone.
Obvious.
Well, I don't know. There are some freaky people out there.
Oh, let's not go there. So, Lore. Well, we already did Lore, actually, so.
Lore's gonna be Bobby.
Yeah.
Or Boca,
Neva.
If he wasn't dead.
Well,
Neva, I know you think Neva's gonna go out with Saint Dane.
I don't think she's gonna go out with Saint Dane. I think she's in love with Saint Dane.
Really?
Yeah. If you read the last scene, and maybe I like to overanalyze, I know I do sometimes, but if you read the last scene in Pilgrims of Rain, she has this, I don't know, just the way she always talks about him and to him, she completely idolizes and worships everything he says, and I think that she does that to the point of where she is, obsessed with him, and kind of, in love with him.
See, I always thought that, Neva, like, hated Saint Dane. She just liked what
really?
He stood for.
I don't think she could speak about him with such, like, admiration and devotion if she didn't like him.
No, like, I don't think she's speaking about him with adoration, but his
She always
plan.
Talks about what we are going to do.
Yeah. Her and Saint Dane are going to fulfill his plans because she thinks that's
right.
What the right thing to do is. I don't think she liked him, though.
I don't think...
Especially after
he was
egging Bobby on to kill Nymir. Because she seemed, like, sincerely, like she was begging Bobby not to do it. And then I think that would just...
That doesn't mean she opposes Saint Dane, though.
But, like, I don't know, that's just always the thing the feeling that I got from her. And I think that him doing that was the straw that broke the camel's back. And I think she's gonna turn on him in Soldiers of Hala.
No. That would completely undermine her character.
I don't think so. Alright. Who's next? Ellie?
Ellie is doomed to walk alone.
What?
And she deserves nothing more than that.
That hurt.
Alright, who do you think she's gonna hook up with? And don't say Gunny.
Why not
Gunny? Or Bobby.
Gunny would be lucky
because,
if he could get somebody like Ellie.
Because we've already talked about this, and Gunny deserves better.
Oh, whatever. Gunny would be lucky if he could get Ellie. I don't know.
Vice
Ellie
versa.
And LaBerge. That'd be kind of cool.
LaBerge.
Yeah. No, LaBerge seems like he'd be gay. So maybe LaBerge and Alder.
That actually makes a strange sort of sense.
So maybe Ellie and Vigo.
Except for LaBerge is kind of older than him, isn't he? Ellie and Vigo? They're like the two people least likely to be gay. Considering Ellie was, you know, kind of married to a guy and is still completely upset over him, and Vigo is so uptight, I doubt she's ever been in love with anyone. Or maybe that's why she's
so
uptight.
Maybe she's in love with Saint Dane. Ooh, new ship. Alright, who's next?
That would be interesting.
Siri?
Cat fight over Saint Dane at the end of the series.
That's actually the war for Hala, is Vigo versus Neva.
Yes. All these, yeah. Or maybe, like, Courtney, too, you know.
And Bob, and pretty much everybody, because...
Since you seem to like that.
Like, most...
Everyone just fights
over Most of the
Saint
people
Dane.
In our list, you've shipped with Saint Dane, so...
I do not ship them with Saint Dane. I'm just pointing out the possibilities.
Okay.
Jeez.
Siri. Siri and Loke.
Yeah.
That's hot. Brokeback Tribunal Mountain.
It did seem to kind of sort
or
of
twig,
be that way.
I guess.
I don't know. yeah, possibly. I could also see Siri hooking up with Sanji, since he is on Zeta.
Zada.
Whatever.
I don't think. Sanji just doesn't seem like she would have any time for his nonsense. Mm. She's like, okay.
They're both pretty hot-headed.
Yeah, but...
And they're about the same age.
Siri's not a Gi, or a Batu, or whatever, and so she's like...
So?
Whatever. It's good for the experience, but I'm over you.
He's a traveler, and she's an acolyte.
Well, okay, Bobby was a traveler, and she didn't particularly care for him too much.
Yeah, that's kind
of
because Bobby and Lore have a thing.
She first met him.
No, we were talking, you know, about what Siri's doing on Zada. I mean,
Siri and Sanji, sure.
Patrick.
Richard. Oh, no, maybe.
No!
Maybe Patrick and Ellie. Or Patrick and...
No,
M's dead.
How old is Patrick, anyway? Is he, like, early 20s?
He's like, early 20s, yeah. Oh, then I guess it can't be M, because she's 15.
And that's... before the war stuff.
I mean, who are we talking about? We haven't talked about that yet.
Nice.
Okay.
Cover. Maybe...
Patrick and
Whatever
Ellie.
Happened to the real Tellio? Like, is
she
dead?
She
or
died.
Did, really? Neva's just not, like, hiding her in a closet somewhere?
Interesting choice of words.
I don't
want to
know how you're interpreting that.
No, I'm pretty sure that she's dead, because didn't Bobby say that he didn't have the heart to tell Genji that his daughter was dead or something
like
that?
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
So,
I was just trying to think of eligible females.
Do you think Patrick and Tellio?
I thought maybe him and the real Tellio, but I don't know. She seemed about the same age as him.
No, I thought Tellio was younger than Bobby.
Younger than Bobby? No.
That's what I thought. Like, we're about the same age? I don't know. Never mind.
Well,
that's
Neva's, like,
she's
in
dead.
Her early or late 20s, so I thought that Tellio would just be a little younger than her. I don't know.
Oh, well, what about Patrick and Neva? Scandalous.
No. Wow. No.
No, because, I mean...
Do her affections lie with her
Patrick
master?
Patrick seems like
or
he
with
would...
Patrick?
Patrick seems... He's kind of like the nerd. So, I think he would want to, like, show off to all of his little, like, old classmates and kind of the class reunion with the bad girl that's trying to destroy everything that ever was or will be. And I think Neva falls under that category.
Oh, yeah. I can totally see them both at his high school reunion with Neva in some little goth outfit. Collar around her neck with spikes on it and everything.
Yeah. Alright, well, that was a fun new segment. So, off to the wrap-up?
Yes.
Alright.
See you there.
Bye-bye. Welcome to the wrap-up of Raven Rising Episode 5, which is the official Pendragon podcast of the Pendragon Venture Forums. And by official, I mean not affiliated with them whatsoever. Except that that's where we get our news. And they don't know that. At all.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel so enlightened.
Your
professionalism just blew me away.
I know, right? I'm just
completely
so shocked over here. All right. That's
okay.
This has been an interesting episode.
Yes, it has been.
Yeah.
We went off on a lot of tangents.
And we even.
But I think we might have. sorry. Go ahead.
We went off on such a long tangent that we made a segment out of it.
Yes.
And that segment really needs a new name. So if you have any ideas, then email us to the email which we will give you at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what else, though? Know what the end of the show is?
What?
What the big
what is
news
it?
Is. Should we tell them?
I think we have to, don't we?
All right.
It's about that time.
Yeah. All right. The big news is that in celebration of Soldiers of Hala being released, Raven Rising will be having a live podcast where you can listen and maybe even call in and you can chat and make fun of us for all of our mistakes that we would normally take out.
Yes. And this is going to be on the 29th of May. And so since Soldiers of Hala comes out the 12th of May, this will give you time to read the book. But, you know, we'll still be all excited about it and want to talk about it. And we haven't picked an exact time yet because, you know, real life does tend to interfere. And we're not sure exactly what time we'll be around. But it'll probably be about 6 or 7 EST p.m.
Now,
yes.
Should we give them... We have another big news for you.
We do.
We do. For those of you that are fans of Harry Potter podcasts, you may be familiar with the leaky mug, which if you have the keen...
You don't have to relate it back to that.
No, but my clue that I gave them. If you have the keen, astute mind... that a good Pendragon fan should have, then you will have gathered from the hint that I gave earlier in the news that this, like, dripping coffee cup or something like that, that sounds an awful lot like a leaky mug. And what is a leaky mug, Anna? For those of them that
a
don't know.
A leaky mug is a is the joint podcast of Pottercast from theleakycauldron.com and Mugglecast from mugglenet.com. And they are both excellent Harry Potter podcasts that occasionally join together. Well, they haven't recently, but they will be again soon.
Azkatraz.
And they, yes, at Azkatraz, which I'm not going to, which is very sad. I know. But anyways, but they join together every once in a while and talk about, well, Harry Potter stuff. And so in a similar vein of that, we will be joining together with Holocast, or Halocast, as they say it. Do you say Hala or Hala anyway?
I say Hala.
Okay, me too.
I always thought it was weird that they said that.
I thought it was weird too, but then I thought, well, maybe I'm just weird because I say it like the bread. But anyway.
We'll just have to make fun of them when we have them
of
on
their
our
cute
show.
Little Canadian accents.
Aww. You just want to pinch their cheeks.
Well, no, I don't. But anyway, no, but so Viel and Frauf are the hosts of Holocast, and we're really excited because they're awesome.
Yeah.
And yeah, it should be fun to talk about Pendragon with them.
And like, we kind of figured that you were getting bored of just listening to the two of us, and we said that we would try to get some guest hosts, I guess.
Yeah.
Later, and I guess now it's later. And
well, it's not really guest hosts if we're all merged together.
Co-host, I guess. It's not going to be a permanent thing. We'll just
for fun.
Make sure they know that. Huh?
Just fun. Spontaneous.
Yeah.
I don't know.
For the occasion of Soldiers of Hala.
Yes.
So yeah, it should be fun. Mm-hmm. And are we going to use TalkShoe to do the live
no, we're not.
Podcast? No, we're not.
I just got a message from BL, and it's not free. So.
Oh, it's not.
But yeah, so we're still working out the details of how we're going to do that, because we would like to find a free alternative, because, you know, as we said earlier, we don't have any money. Well, that's not true. I just don't have any money I want to spend on this.
And I just flat out don't have any money, so.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a free one.
Yes. So we're sort of looking into, I don't know what we're looking into actually, but we're looking into other options. And we will have more details for you about that. If we get another episode out before the release of Soldiers of Hala, then we'll talk about that in that episode. If not, you can probably check our website at ravenrising.weebly.com. So, yeah.
And we should probably, we're definitely going to need to come out with another episode, because we...
Yeah, I think we'll at least have one more episode.
Yeah, because we don't know where it's at, and we don't know what the time is for them to come. So...
Right. Yes.
Yeah. We'll get back to you on that.
We will.
But, so, yeah, you gave them our website already. Oh, God.
I did.
Sorry, just lightning.
Wait, we're not closing the show yet.
Oh, we're not?
We still have to do our shout-outs.
Oh, yeah, we have to do our shout-outs.
We have to do shout-outs, yes.
Okay,
you want to do these?
I will do some of them.
All right.
Our first shout-out is for Jacob, a.k.a. The Architect, and some numbers. I don't have Gmail open right now. He sent us... Oh, jeez. Do you hear that? Like,
what?
It just thundered, and my house is shaking. Oh, we'll just edit this out.
Oh, dear. Do you need to go?
No, we're almost done. All right, Jacobs, a.k.a. The Architect, is, he sent us some good feedback, and that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And he even sent us his own fan theory, and we talked about it on the show. So, hint, hint. And he got a shout-out.
In the
out.
News.
So.
Yes. And then our next shout-outs go to all the people who have reviewed us on iTunes. Because a few weeks ago, I looked us up on iTunes, and I realized that, hey, instead of only having one review, now we have four. And that made us really excited.
It was.
Because, you know.
We sent emails to each other in all caps, and we were screaming about how cool it was,
yes.
And we both died like four times.
Yes, it was quite incredible.
And we got another voicemail.
Wait, we have to read these people's names from
iTunes.
Well,
my iTunes isn't up. And if I do, it'll probably, like, crash
my
computer.
Well, I'll do it,
Alrighty.
Then.
Alrighty.
Okay. So the first iTunes shout-out is to, I can't read their full name. Because for some reason iTunes is being stupid. Oh, maybe that is their full name. Okay. Their name is Pendragon dot dot dot. I thought that the dot 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 meant iTunes had cut it off, but apparently not. So,
okay.
Yes.
Way to
and
go,
the
Anna.
Second one is to. And the second one is to Lost in Hala. And the third shout out is to Melody Call. I'm sorry if I didn't say that right. Because Melody's with an I, so I'm not sure if you pronounce it like
so
Melody.
Thank you, Pendragon dot dot dot, Lost in Hala, and Melody Call, if that's how you pronounce it. And, and we got a
yes.
voicemail. Another one, correct?
We, yeah, we did get a voicemail. I'm not sure if it was intended for us, but, we got about a, it's a, like a 2-second clip, and I'm still not entirely sure what this person is saying.
It was a little hard to understand. I haven't listened to it in a while, but,
I haven't either. It sounded to me like they were saying, go Spader. But, it was very loud and...
They were
very
energetic.
Hard to
enthusiasm.
Understand. Yes, they were very energetic.
And we appreciate that in our fans. If you were the person that called that to us, then you should email us with your name. To raven.rising39@gmail.com and what you said or what you want to say now, and we'll probably talk about it, and then we can give
yeah.
you a proper shout out because you
yeah,
are currently
I think it
voicemail
was Ghost
person
Spader,
number two
but yeah, and I guess that's everything. Did we have anything else we were going to talk about?
We can talk about how cool it is that DJ knows that we exist. Because I
or
think
we
that's
could
cool.
Not.
He totally knows about us. Does DJ listen to podcasts?
I don't know.
You guys should all email DJ and tell him
do
to
we
listen.
Really want him to li- do we really want him to listen to us?
I kind of do.
Really?
I kind of. Because we do kind of... We were kind of ripping
it would be
Carla
kind of awkward.
One. Well, it's not he's going to email us and be like, it's awful and I hate it and you should all quit podcasting forever and blah, 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 blah.
Well,
but
yeah, but...
I think it would be cool.
Don't you think he has better things to do, first of all? And do you really want him to hear all of our... I don't even... our tangents and our nonsense and our bad editing and...
My bad
all
editing.
All that kind of thing.
That's just
yeah,
like...
your bad editing.
Murdering his canon because we can't remember what happened and... Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah, you want him to hear all that.
Yeah. It's for him. All right. He'll appreciate it. You all should...
It's the thought that counts.
Tell DJ...
Aww.
...to listen to Raven Rising. I wonder... Like...
I think he'd probably just get annoyed.
Do you think that name is getting a little too close for the, like, copyright infringement? Can they do
what?
That? Raven Rising?
DJ? Oh, Raven Rising?
Yeah, because that sounds an awful
no.
lot like Raven Rise.
You can't copyright titles.
Oh. Okay, so we're good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep, you can copyright names, but you can't copyright titles.
How is a name different from a title?
Well, like, the name Harry Potter could... Well, I guess it could be copyrighted. Or Bobby Pendragon could be copyrighted. But if I were to write a book and call it The Sorcerer's Stone... or the Never War, I'd be not sued.
Oh.
So.
You'd be not sued?
Yeah. I would be not
so, like,
sued.
If I...
I would be...
You know what I
want
to do?
I would be legal.
I want...
What do you
want to
do?
I want to write a book and have the main character's name
yeah.
be the and copyright it.
You can't do that.
And then sue everybody else.
That'd be like copywriting the name. That'd be like copywriting the name Sue or something. I mean, you can't.
Okay, the. Like A. I don't know.
The A.
That will be his name. And I will copyright it and sue everyone that uses the or A in their books.
You can't. Okay. You need to seriously learn about copyright infringement.
I need to have dinner. I'm hungry.
Okay. I guess it's about time to
go then. Oh, I was about to say.
Okay.
I guess it's time to keep twirling those dials, but that's not us. I've been listening.
No, we have to give our contact information.
I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately.
And we don't twill our dials.
We
go through
Twitter our dials. Oh. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately. I'm sorry.
Okay. Stop making references.
Send the journal through the flume. Wow, that doesn't. I don't know.
That doesn't really have the same sort
of
ring to it, I guess.
Alright.
Alright. Contact information. You want to start?
Our email, again, is raven.rising39@gmail.com.
Yep. And our website is ravenrising.weebly.com.
And we are on iTunes. And.
You don't know the voicemail.
I was like,
do you?
What else is there? I guess the voicemail. No, I don't know the number.
And we're on iTunes.
Like, you made it sound like there was something else, and I'm like, okay. I don't remember what's next.
I'll
skip
something
iTunes
else.
And she can get the live point.
Okay. And our voicemail number is 206-888-6547.
Yeah, that was my next guess.
Yeah. And we're on Podomatic.
Yay. And other things,
yeah,
I think.
Super duper.
Oh, dang. Oh, well. Spader and Thomas.
All right.
How did that even come about?
Okay, so.
Oh, sorry. Bunny trail.
It was this discussion on Holostar forums, remember? And for some reason we brought up Alec Baldwin. And then I was like, hey, he was in the Thomas and the Magic Railroad movie. And then for some reason that led to shipping Thomas with Spader. I don't really remember, actually.
Okay. I think that's going to do it for this week.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Closing line?
And so we go. Bye-bye.
Bye.